I'm very aware of their frustration that they are trained as first responders by the National Ambulance Service. They have the requisite life-saving skills here, and they're having to watch ambulances in Donegal and elsewhere in the state struggle to get to emergencies on time. You know, we're talking here about, you know, cardiac arrests, you know, asthma attacks, other respiratory emergencies. They're watching ambulances struggle to get there in time when they know they could get there first and possibly save lives. It's really frustrating. I've been trying to get this issue resolved over recent years, raising it with ministers, meeting with the National Ambulance Service and with the fire service, and still we don't have a solution.
And it would seemingly be quite straightforward to make this happen, judging by the very few obstacles that have been in the way in the past.
That's correct. I mean, I was pleased that the National Ambulance Service senior management that I met were not opposed to this. The fire service were not opposed to it. The only issue is, you know, who would pay, which is fair enough. And a while back, the then ministers, Leo Varadkar for Health and Alan Kelly for Environment, were saying that all that was missing was a memorandum of understanding. I thought we were very close, but the most latest response is that there's groups within the HSC and the department now looking at this. And, you know, in my opinion, this is not too difficult to resolve. So I'm going to keep at it. I'm going to keep supporting the firefighters. They're entirely sensible proposals. And I'm conscious that, you know, they have a view that, you know, lives may have been lost already in Donegal and across the state that they could have saved. It's not acceptable to let that continue.